on the edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you today? Welcome to Back on the Edge with April Mahoney. You know this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We're in for a special edition. We've got a special guest and a special treat, Myrna Lou. She is a palmist, a master palmist. She reads palms. And you know what, Brains? That is scientific. That's not spirituality, okay? And we're going to go into that. Did you know that everything that can be seen in the hand can be analyzed? The hands are the servant of the human system. So all things which affect the system affect them too. Hands are the immediate servant of the brain. It has been long known and recognized that the human hand can express as much by a gesture and position as the lips can by speech. Hands ask, invoke, promise, dismiss, threaten, embrace, express fear, pity, joy, grief, doubt, and they also mark time. So I'm so glad that you're here with us and she is here with us. We also are going to do a special reading reveal for two of my lucky brains that sent in their palms, and we're going to continue the conversation. I want to not delay another minute, and all of us sit up, pay attention, and stick your palms out as we welcome Myrna Lou to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Good morning, Myrna. How are you, precious?
Hey, April, thanks for having me. I'm excited to do your show.
I'm so excited to have you, you know, because people don't understand. And they say, you know, you do all kinds of different modalities and unique things on the edge. But I have brains, and they want to know. And I want to tap them into everything that they can for them to grow and develop and not be judgmental, not assume that they know something that they don't, or think that it's one thing and it's not. So let's start with your history. Tell us how you became a master palmist and why.
Well, I started out when I was 10 years old, and I was in the third or fourth grade, and I took a ride on a bus to where my mother was a nurse in a hospital to get a ride home for her after school, and she couldn't leave for the next 8 hours because the next shift forgot to show up, and I got noisy, so she grabbed a book off of the volunteer wagon and said, sit down here and read this book. So I sat down and I looked at the book, and I couldn't make heads or tails out of anything but the diagrams. So I memorized every page that had a hand on it, and then I saw what that hand represented. Then I went back to that hospital every single day for 2 semesters after school because they wouldn't let me take the book home. It was written in 1895 by a Chinaman, and I couldn't remember the title or the name of the book or anything. But for 45 years, I looked in libraries and antique stores and every place, and I couldn't find it. So I wrote my own, and it's called May I See Your Hand. And that book validates me because I met a man in Boulder, Colorado, when I used to live there, who sat down at a fair, and I started to read his hand. And I do Oriental palmistry. It's different than Hindu, but we get the same answers. And this man said, I have a book at home that sounds just like you. They read life, love, work, reproduction, bracelets, and they don't do fate and heartline and headline like Hindu. And I said, yep, that's the kind I learned on. He had that book, and he gave it to me. So I traded him my brand new book that had just come out in 1997, and he gave me his book, which I have. He handed it to me in a plastic bag, and all the pages were so old they were falling out of the book, and I had to have it redone. But that's how I got started. So at 10, I wasn't very good. At 16, I was getting a lot of dates because the boys would run up and go, are we going to win the football game? And that's not on a hand, but I say, let me see, just a minute. And then by the time I was married and I was 20, I was a lot better. So I met my husband he was a blind date at a party. And he came, all the men were in the basement shooting pool, and the women were doing Jell-O recipes. That should tell you how old I am. So I've been doing this for 69 years. So I didn't want to do Jell-O recipes, so I started reading their hands. Well, there were five guys, and only four could play, so the fifth one kept coming upstairs. And when it was my date that came up, he hands me his hand, and he says, am I going to be a millionaire at age 40? And I was already happy by that time because I'd had seven rum and cokes. So I said, oh, it doesn't matter. You're going to die at 42. I would never tell anybody that. But that night I was immature, and I was a little bit too happy up. And he died at 42. I was a widow at 40. So I forgot I ever said it until it happened, and then I went, oh, my God, I predicted that. So I'm pretty good now. I get 90 to 95% right. I never say I'm 100% because nobody is but God.
Right.
You know, but I'm pretty close.
And so you have connected with people in 93 countries. You are a master palmist. And as of August of this year, you have documented almost 56,000 reads.
Yeah, I'm over 56,000 now. I'm at 56,391.
Wow.
And every one of them I write down. To, most of them are in person, but a lot of them aren't when they're in Vietnam or they're in, you know, Israel or whatever country they're writing to me from. And a lot of them don't speak very good English, but they can email me. And they send me their hand and they say, you reading mine hand? So I read it. They pay me. They pay
that
me on
amazing.
PayPal. And
that
I have
amazing.
A good time with it.
Now, you know, people misconstrue what this is. Again, this is not, quote unquote, under the heading of a religious or a spiritual. This is factual. This is actually your hand. It's,
well, you know, a newborn baby comes in the world with a little tiny hand, about the 50-cent piece, you know, about the size of a 50-cent piece. And there's lines on that hand. A newborn has lines, and the brain created those. Then that baby grows up, and as it has experiences, if something impacts the brain, it's going to show up on the hand. Not little things, but major things, like getting married shows what age they're supposed to get married, if they're supposed to go to college or not, if they're going to go to jail because they're going to grow up and have no scruples or not pay attention to the law. All that's already on there. So people can change. I have a thing I say, and it says choices, chances, change. You have to make a choice to take a chance. That's being a risk taker. And then you can change your life. So if somebody has bad marks on their hand and they're guided in the right way, they can switch it and change it. It's all free will anyway.
Right, right. And so people really kind of confuse that with a religious doctrine, but it's not. And thank you so much for clearing that up. This is exciting. So you've written four books. Tell us about your books.
Okay, so the first one I told you about, and I teach classes out of it. And if a person bought that book, they could teach themselves because I wrote it very... You can digest it in 1 hour and understand it. And so it's called May I See Your Hand, and the reason is that's what I say to everybody. The subtitle is Palm Reading for Fun and Profit. Then I wrote a book because almost everybody I talk to wants to know about romance and love and soulmate. So I wrote one called Soulmate Connections. So the first one I wrote in 96. This one I wrote in 2003, and it's going gangbusters. Still sell a ton of them. And I had a TV show by the same name, Soulmate Connections. But this is the part that gets everybody. The subtitle is Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Relationships, Love, Romance, and Soulmates.
Oh,
and
boy.
So there's something in there everybody wants. So then one day I said, you know, I don't just talk about love and romance, even though that's my favorite thing. I talk to people about work and family issues and other things, so I wrote a book called The Diary of a Palm Reader. So the soulmate book has 46 soulmate stories in it that are taken from palm reading sessions, and the diary book has 42 stories that I've taken from soulmate sessions, and that was the next year. I did that one in 2004. Then I worked 10 hours a day, 7 days a week at this, and I was really, didn't have time to write. 2014, we moved to Florida, and I said, I think I'll write a novel. I've never done that. So I wrote one called Cruise to the Other Side, because the other side is big now. Everybody wants to know about it, and I always go on cruises. So there's nobody that's ever written a book about a cruise ship and a palm reader. So I did it. So that book's doing really well. And if anybody wants a really good story, that's a story that keeps you turning the pages. It's paranormal. And that one is a little bit on the woo-woo side, if you think of it that way, except that I think what I do is scientific, because doctors have to learn it one whole day. Since 1967 in America, every medical school has doctors learning one day on palmistry.
Yeah, I know. When I was in Beijing, China, that was they told me that I needed to be examined by a doctor, and I was kind of hesitant. I was like, I didn't came here on vacation. I didn't come to see a doctor. And the first thing that he examined was my hand and my tongue.
Yeah, every doctor here does that too. First thing they do is shake your hand and say, come on in, but they're feeling it to see if it's hard or soft, if it's wet or dry, if there's big ridges or you can hardly make any out at all. It's all different characteristics that they're assessing while they're saying hi.
Right.
And I call every doctor on it when I go in, even the dentist. I say, so you're feeling my hand, right? And they go, well, yeah, because they really do. Isn't that funny?
So when you do this type of work, you're also taking on people's energy.
That's right.
Yeah, their past life experiences, and again, what is
Well, first of all, when I do a reading in person, I have to ground myself and make sure that I don't pick up too much, or I have to go in a restroom somewhere and get it off. So I just make a little prayer, and I say, I need the white light all around me. Please protect me in case I get something bad. Because some people have bad characteristics that show up. I've had two murderers, a kidnapper, an embezzler, a blackmailer. I've seen all kinds of things. UFO people. And so those are creepy.
And do you share that with them, or do you give them a
softer
sell?
Oh, yeah, I call them on it. I say, I see you had a little trouble with the law. They say, I already served my time. Here's my ankle bracelet.
Wow.
And the embezzler guy, I was doing a benefit at a mall, and I had a line like 50 deep people waiting, and I just had a big fishbowl, and they would put whatever they wanted in there, and I'd give them a little mini reading, and this man put a $100 bill in. And I said, gee, I think you might have made a mistake. I bet you thought that was a 1 or a 10. He said, no, I know it's 100. So I look in his hand, and I said, oh, my God, you embezzled $100,000. He says, yes, I did. He said, but I gave it back. I served my time. And I learned my lesson, but I called
him
on
incredible.
It. That
well,
everybody
incredible.
In the line was craning their neck to hear what I was saying, because it was pretty unbelievable, you know. But it was for a cancer benefit, and he wanted to give.
It's so much energy that goes through there, and, you know, people really are afraid of it because, again, it shows your past life and things that are predicted for the future. What are some of the prominent lines in the hand? I'm looking at my hand right now, and I see, like, you know, the one right below the fingers and the knuckles.
Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. Wait a minute. Take your listeners can do this, too. All the brains should do this that are listening. If you're right-handed, you take your right hand. If you're left-handed, we're going to look at your left hand. But put your elbow on your stomach, throw your hand out in front of your face, then bend it up a little bit towards your nose. And you should see a long, skinny line that about an inch down from the finger cracks, you know, where your fingers are connected.
Yes.
And there should be a line that runs from the baby finger side of your hand towards about the middle of your hand, or a little further than that. And that's the lifeline that I look at.
Okay.
And the lifeline, the way I figure it out, and I'll just explain it real quick, every finger is worth 20 years on that lifeline. But in between each finger is worth 10. So I go 20, 20, 20, and I don't count the index finger, so that's 60. Then I go back and pick up 10, 10, and 10, 70, 80, 90, or whatever the person shows. So I don't tell real old people, oh, my God, you're at the tail end of your life, because they know that. I'm getting there. I just turned 79. I'm getting to the end, too. So I don't say that. I just say, so this is going to talk about your heredity. And who you come from, and your background, and your parents were this, this, and this. Or you come from people who were a little bit skittish, or you come from strong people, or whatever the background shows. So then after the lifeline, I do the love line. So now if you're looking at your hand, on the thumb side of the hand, towards the middle, you'll see a wishbone kind of shape. And a wishbone is two people who tie the knot, or two, it's a union, and it makes a V. Or a fork. than if a person had 2, 3, 4 marriages. I once did a woman had 7, and I said, "Do you think you're Elizabeth Taylor?" And we both cracked up laughing. But the thing is, she had 7 marriages. And I said, "You don't need to marry everybody that asks you." She says, "Yeah, I can't seem to get the right one." So anyway, I do the life and love. Then I do the work line, and that's on the heel of the thumb. So, you know, your thumb has a fat part behind it. Do you see that lumpy thing that's at the backside of your thumb? That's called the work lines. And any striping there shows different things that a person's done. And it goes up from age 10. We all have a crease where the thumb is connected. So from the crease to the middle of your hand is 50 years. Well, nobody's working at 10. It starts at 10 and goes to 50. So maybe at 12 you babysit, or you did a part-time job at 16, or you had your first job, didn't like it, quit it, and went. It shows the whole thing. If you went up the ladder in corporate, it's all there. Then I do reproduction, and that's a little harder because it takes 2 people, and the female can have the eggs, which I call the plumbing, but the male determines what the egg is going to do. So like I had 4 male marks on my baby finger, but my husband had all male, so we couldn't have had a girl if we wanted. And I had 4 live births, all boys. But sometimes a woman has all female marks, but she can't have a girl because the male made all those females become males. So I talk about that because it takes 2 to tango. Then I do the bracelets.
Absolutely.
So if your arm is still on your stomach and you bend your hand towards your nose, you're going to see a whole bunch of stripes around your wrist. And that striping, each row is worth 25 years. Do you see them?
Yes.
Okay. So the first 25 years is 0 to 25. Second one's 26 to 50, up to 75, and it goes like that. So what's the wrist is made up of the letter C, but it's kind of squished down. It's not like a standing up C. It's kind of a sideways elongated C. But the C becomes an O when a person completes or finds a solution to a problem, or they finish something, or, you know. So the open-ended thing, the C, isn't closed up. For instance, Dad, I want to go to college. And it's a C. And he said, "What do you want to study?" I don't know, but I'll talk to the counselor. The counselor suggests the person becomes a teacher. Now they say, Dad, I want to be a teacher. It becomes an O. See?
Wow.
So isn't that neat? So I
that
can see
really
things
neat.
on a bracelet, too. Now, trees are cut down, and we know how old the tree is by how many rings are around the tree's trunk, right?
Correct.
Humans have the same thing. In fact, every living thing has a way. A vet can look in a dog's mouth and tell you how old the dog is by the roof of their mouth. Something they can look at and they know. A person could pull a dandelion up out of the ground, and if they know how to read the root, they know how old that plant was.
Mm.
See, so there's a way to tell every age. So I don't care. I'm not that particular about age, but I do want to know what a person's solutions to problems, if they were a problem solver, a risk taker, a goal setter, that's all on there. Then
well,
there's
I
a
tell
million
you,
symbols.
I have learned a lot in just 15 minutes, and I can't wait to hear more. So I have been afforded the luxury of working with you, and I'm not going to reveal my results. I think they're very personal and intimate, but you were on the money. You were on the money.
Oh,
and
thank
so,
you so
I
much.
Have an opportunity to share that experience with 2 of my lucky brains. Now, as you know, on the edge, I love to extend you opportunities to learn and grow and experience some of the things that I get to experience with my guests. And Myrna was really wonderful. She is going to do a reading for 2 of my lucky brains. We're going to do Lady Lou. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're going to do
Lady Pendragon.
Lady Pendragon. And Eli. So if you would please commence with that, I think they would be excited. And I'm seeing people on the line waiting to hear this. I'm hoping one of them is Lady Pendragon. If not, this will be recorded and you will hear it. So can you go ahead and commence with the revealing?
Okay, so I start with the 5 basic lines that we just went over. So lifeline is first, and it shows you come from a family who are artistic, talented, and you got some of those genes. Your characteristics are you're a sensitive person, caregiving individual, and you're the exact opposite of selfish. And I think she has some of your genes. Okay. Since she's under the age of 50, she's going to have the opportunity to live from 120 to 130. And that's because technology, modern science, we won't see it, but she will. So things are going to come in and she'll, you know, over time, maybe they're my age, young people, and they'll say, don't eat the food on the planet. Everything kills. So what are they going to do? Well, if they drink water and breathe air, they could live to 120. People in Peru are doing that already. Up in the mountains, they don't eat. They just drink water and breathe air. So she had four past lives, and normal is 4 to 7. So that's good, and that means she's 400 years old, plus today, which is 31. So she's 431 years old in experience. Now, we have implants in us, and they're memory banks from those other past lives. So each time we come back, it's male, female, male, female. So last time she was a guy. If she had to come back next time, she would be the guy again, but she's done this time. So after four, she gets to ascend, and she completes what she came here to do, so she doesn't have to come back. Isn't that good? So it shows her IQ is high. She can figure things out. She can project and follow through on her word. If she says she's going to do something, she does it. She doesn't like people who are phony, who don't do it. She doesn't like people who don't walk their talk, in other words. She possesses leadership qualities. She should have been a teacher. And now she's on a path that's right for her at this time in her life. She's working for herself, I believe. But we'll get to that when we do work. So the love line. So I saw where she had a marriage in the mid-20s, and then I think I see a divorce. It says she was more mature than the other person. She was growing and going forward, and they were the same. They stayed same old, same old, and that's unbalanced, and it was not a match. It shows there was bickering, competition, sexual tension, frustration. So a union looks like that wishbone I was talking about, and she has one, but hers is closed up, and it looks like a mountain now, and a mountain represents divorce. So if she didn't have one, it means that her guardian angel saved her from going through that, but that would have been. And then it shows she has a second wishbone a little further into her hand. It's in the mid the first couple of in the 30s, maybe 31, 32, 33, and it says she's either married now or she will be soon. Because it's not an opposite, but a like and a partner, and she didn't have a partner before. She has the soulmate symbol as a little thing that looks like a pyramid, and it's at the wrist, and she has it. And it says she's supposed to be with somebody from reincarnation, which is what I was talking about, past lives, somebody that she didn't finish her business with in another lifetime. And it means she comes this time, they complete it, that's why she doesn't have to come back. And a soulmate accepts each other as is. There's nobody trying to change each other. Nobody's king of the mountain all the time. It's just easy to relate to each other. And it says in her second union, she should have a soulmate. So I don't know if you knew this, but only 1 in 1 million people get their soulmate the first marriage. So it's really rare even to get it at all. It's pretty good.
Right.
So that was her love line. Then on work, it shows she's highly organized, has a good business head, intuitive. She's able to visualize before she starts on a project. And she used to work for a company, but I think now she's working for herself. She has creative thought processing, but she takes on too much sometimes, and she has to pace herself or she'll have burnout. She's good on paperwork and record keeping, detail-oriented. A person who wants to learn something new every day, and I think that's important too because growth is important to everybody. And it says she sets goals and she pushes herself, so that means ambition. And I see that there's going to be a business move in the future. I don't see any packing boxes, but I see movement, and that means I see expansion to something bigger than where she is now. And it looks like late in the year of 2019. And it's away from what she's doing to something that's even bigger and better, but it's combined with what she's doing. It says she has a powerhouse of ideas, and she never runs out of what to do next. So am I getting her?
Go ahead.
Okay. So in reproduction, it shows she has four marks for four possible births, but I think she's only going to do two. and it shows all boys on her hand. And you heard me explain that it doesn't matter what she has because it depends on who you mate with.
Right.
And then on the bracelet, she has four of them, which makes 100 years, but she's not there yet. So I was looking at the first one, which is 0 to 25, and then it's made up of the letter C, just what I was talking about. And it says she didn't have to make too many decisions until she was about 20. And then it became a time where she had to come up to ideas and figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a few of them now from 26 to 30. Then I saw two guardian angels, and most people have one or two, and that's normal. Some people have seven. But a guardian angel is not Archangel Michael or Gabriel. It means somebody who died since she's been born, who felt something special for her, and instead of ascending, even though they could have, after they were buried, they stay here. They stay in this dimension to be around her, to guide her, guard her, protect her, and love her. And so she has two of those, one in front and one in back. Then every baby, when we're born, God gives the mother two imaginary animal guides. And the animals could be anything that isn't a domestic pet. So I don't know what her animals are. I don't know anybody's animals. But she has two that she's always had collections of or always looked at or always liked. And it could be horses and dolphins, or it could be a snail and a butterfly. I don't care what two, but she's protected four ways. There's an angel in front, one in back, and an animal on either side. So when you have four protectors, you have the white light from God all over you, all over a car you're driving, all over work, all over your house, and it's about as good as it gets. So that was my reading for Pendragon.
Wow.
Are you there?
Yeah, that was incredible. That was incredible. I mean, you just
I put
really
a little bit of time
it.
Into it, but I only did, those were called a brief reading. When I do a real one, it's 5 or 6 type pages. That was just 2 pages.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
I just was trying to get something good for the show, you know.
Yeah, well, you did. You did, and I'm sure that she is going to be a wow factor for her. Can we move on to our next reading? And that's going to be Eli.
Okay. So Eli has a strong lifeline. And it shows he comes from a long line of hardworking people who never quit. They just kill themselves to get it. They say, I will finish this if it kills me, and they don't give up. And that's what he does. So it's better to be one of those kind of people than somebody who whines and goes, I can't get this. So
right. He's
actually the doer, and he kills to get it too. And it means it's a good attitude. He's a finisher and a completer. And his lines are all easy to see, which is really good. And his heredity line shows 89 to 90, which is good for a man. And, of course, he could go longer, but he's older than 50, so he isn't going to see that 120, 130. He has a fork at the end of his lifeline, which is the IQ, and it says he's street smart, and he has the ability to get what he wants from people by going in through the back door, meaning he has a persuasive way about him. And when he wants something, he can go for it and he gets it.
Mm.
So that's his lifeline. Then his love line shows a connection with somebody in the mid-20s, no divorce. And there's two lines across the bottom of the wishbone, and those lines are very important because it shows that it's a union where they both accept each other as is with no complications. It's 100% support system for each other. They connected on many levels. So there's conversation, looking good together, mental and emotional, sexual, spiritual, and religion. And they're all important that both of them have all those. If one of them is self-centered or, you know, spiteful or mean-spirited, it's not going to work.
Mm.
And I would say he's romantic.
Okay.
Then on the work lines, it shows he's done several different kinds of jobs in the past, but he's got change coming in 2019. It says he can master anything once shown or told what to do. He's a thinker and a hardworking person, and it shows worry on his part. He does a lot of thinking and then he worries stuff. So we have what's called self-talk in your head, and he has to quit doing that because he's his own best friend and his own worst enemy.
Mm.
So he'll get a job offer in 2019 that he can't turn down. It will pay more than what he's currently earning, but he has to think it through and talk it over to, with himself back and forth and back and forth till he makes a decision. But I think he's going to take it because somebody wants to steal him away or do something with him that's going to give him a chance to grow. Then reproduction, I can only see on his hand one line. It doesn't mean he just had one, but it's kind of fuzzy there. I'm looking on the baby finger on the crack. We all have cracks in between all of our fingers. And the crack closest to his hand has a bunch of marks in there, but I could only make one out, and it was a boy. So the average person has four marks. Usually they have some of each, and some people have eight pregnancies, and they only can have one live birth out of all that, and that will show too. So it just depends on what I see there, but I could only see that one.
Okay.
And his screenshot was really good except for that one line. So then on the bracelet, he has 3.5 rows already. And remember I said each one is 25 years, so he's showing almost 90 right now. And the third one is beginning to show, and he isn't even 75. He's in the one that's from 151 to 75. But it's all the way across, and the next half a row is in. So that means that we know he's going to 89 or 90 for sure, and maybe he'll go a little longer. So he hasn't lived there yet. We can't be sure, but he was born with that. And it says he comes from a gene pool that formed him, that relatives or people maybe live long, people that didn't die at 50 or 60.
Okay.
And, you know, in school when you learned that the average age of men is 85 and the average age of women is 78 or 80, and it keeps changing every year. And that's because we eat better than they did years ago. We know to exercise. We know not to eat lard. You know, we do better things than our ancestors did.
Right.
So that was Eli. How'd you like that?
I thought that was very, very powerful. I cannot wait for them to hear it, and so they get a response. And I will definitely share that with my brain.
Yeah, let me know what they say. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that was just riveting because I listened to the information and I applied it and I looked at my own, and this is really a remarkable science. So please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to purchase a copy of your book. If they want to go online and connect with you directly and get a reading, please share that with us, Myrna.
Okay. So first, I hope they have paper and pencil in front of them. So I'm going to give out my website and my email. So a lot of people email me, and they just take a shot of their hand and send it to me, and then the payment is $100 for an hour reading, which takes up 5 or 6 type pages. So my email is HMG, those are our initials, HMG, at privateeye.com. So private is private, then the little letter I, .com. And the reason I have that is what I do is private, and I is doing it. So I pick private eye. So I'm not a detective, but I sort of reveal what I see. Then my website, and it has my husband won a lot of awards with that website because it's been up since 1996. I've had over 700,000 hits on it.
Wow.
And it's www.MyrnaLouPalmistry.com. So I'm going to spell it. And it's MyrnaLouPalmistry.com. So my name is Myrna Lou, and I was named for Myrna Loy, who was a movie star. I don't think most of your listeners will know that, but she was an old
time. Oh, you don't know. You
time.
Never know.
Well, so that's why it's spelled MYRNA instead of ME or MU. And palmistry is what I do, so it's MyrnaLouPalmistry.com. So I had a TV show, and it's up there under videos. People can watch me in action, or they can look at other videos where I was lecturing and I teach, and there's all kinds of stuff. But it's also how to get a reading on my website and many other things. So questions that are normally asked of me. And when I do a reading and somebody sends me their hand, I say, if you have any specific questions you want answered, I can find the answers. So you know, make a list and tell me what you want to know, and then I look for that.
Then
there's a million symbols that we didn't even get into, and I'm just going to say real quick what they are. So we have X equals good luck, a star is a double good luck, guardian angels I talked about, islands feel like you're trapped or there's a time when you feel cornered, dots mean you're stuck, teacher's block looks like a brick, ESP and intuition is under one of the mounds, creativity, abilities, talent, poison line and allergies, the mystic cross, giving lines, stripes and grids, soulmate mark, reincarnation, old soul. Then there's focusing, centering and grounding, lessons learned and new beginnings. And all those are, I talk about every one of those in a reading. So if you want to know about my books, I'll just tell you real quick. The first one's only 100 pages, but if you sat down and actually looked at it, when I teach a class, I have people write their name on page 25, which has a blank hand in it. Then they put today's date, and then as I teach each line, or as you teach yourself, you're in the book. If you understand your own life, your own hand, by the lines, then you could read somebody else. Then Soulmate Connections has some really interesting things. The first 17 pages have things that even your mother never tells you, like mistakes not to make this time, questions they ask, how to recognize a soulmate, will they stay forever, what do we need from each other. There's just all kinds of things, red flags, a lot of things. I give 15 qualities to look for in a soulmate. Then there's this 46 stories, and if a person resonated with just one, they have it. They can just copy what somebody else did, and they know where to go to look for one or find out if they're with theirs. So I wrote that one. Then I have the Diary of the Palm Reader, which has all the different kinds of people that I've seen, and that's really interesting. And all these books could be read off a coffee table, and you could read one little story, set it down, or take it to work, stick it in your drawer, read a story on a break, put it away, next day read another one. So they're not connected to each other. Each one is individual. The novel, Cruise to the Other Side, you want to read the whole thing, not piecemeal. But it's got a psychic in it, and it's got everything that you wouldn't believe. It's got a lot of turns and different things that happen in that story. And it's a little creepy. When I was typing it, let me just tell you, when I was writing that book, I scared myself.
I
kept looking behind me as I was typing. So anyway, now you heard how I got started.
You have revealed so much on so many different levels. Thank you for the education. Thank you for grounding us and for the gifts that you have given to Lady Pendragon as well as Eli. I'm looking so forward to this. Brains, I want you to connect with us again because we are going to do a podcast potluck where we are going to do a visual. And Myrna is going to be online with us doing a reading live. So it is going to be fantastic. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for connecting with us here on The Edge. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I got everything for you. Neuro-linguistic programming, Bitcoin, love, opportunities, everything that you need is served up for you right here on The Edge. Thank you, Myrna Lou. I think that you are awesome sauce. I admire you and your work, and thank you for dedicating your life to revealing the secrets and the mysteries that lie in the palm of the hand.
And thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
All right, brains.
Okay.
Do the best that you can do. We got 2019 coming up. I need you to be clear. I need you to be focused. And wash your hands. Until we meet again. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.